every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is the first Saturday of a brand new month here, February 6th, 8 o'clock. Rosie on the House means we are talking farm fresh. We have Arizona's Farm Bureau spokeswoman Julie Murphy joining us in studio to talk about the $23 billion industry right here in our own backyard that helps feed and fuel our hearts, our souls, and our economy. And we take this time to try and find a local commodity that is coming out of our farms and ranches so that you know when you're out doing your grocery shopping what brands to look for, where to shop, or how to order direct from your local farm. And yes, you always have
a guest.
A commodity.
Yes.
A commodity and a guest that grows it.
Yes. Today it's pistachios. I tell you, with an introduction like that that you guys put together, I don't even need coffee to wake up. I'm on the farm. Yes, it's pistachios. And I have a little Murphy history. So Dad had a pistachio seedling nursery, sold pistachio seedling rootstock all over the state of Arizona. And the gentleman that we're going to introduce, I hope I can say his name now, Jim Graham, who owns and manages Cochise Groves in the Cochise County area. Well, that one of his groves, when I was a little kid, we did the what they call the T-butt on it. And so that's a segue to introduce Jim Graham with Cochise Groves, who also does wine grapes and has a label, Golden Rule Vineyards. But Jim, we may bug you a little bit more about the pistachios. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. And we want you to tell our story because you have a very interesting and unique one. You're actually a Midwest boy, and you've done more, young man, and you've done more hogs, soybean, and corn. And then you fell in love and headed over here and did some quite unique specialty crops. Well, I almost gave your whole story away. Go ahead.
I grew up in Iowa. Started farming in 1973 with my folks, hogs, cattle, corn, soybeans, and farmed there for 25 years. In 1994, I met a lovely lady on an airplane, and things worked out, and we got married, and her family was involved in these pistachios in Cochise County. And it was an interesting part of agriculture that I knew nothing about. And in a matter of a few years, we left Iowa and moved to Arizona.
And you've never looked back since, right?
Well, I look back and look at the weather in Iowa, and I'm happy to be, I tell people I'm happy to be from Iowa, about 1,500 miles.
Yes. So, I love it. So, tell us about your pistachios.
We have 150 acres of pistachios. It amounts to about 21,000 trees. We are a family farm operation. My wife's parents started these trees, and Julie mentioned the history here with the Murphy family, and going back to the early 1980s. And so we have trees, and we have mature trees that are in production, and the area is growing. We've planted a few new trees, but the acreage in Southeast Arizona is growing pretty rapidly.
Now, do I understand that right, Julie? Your dad provided the rootstock for the trees that Jim now manages?
Right. Yeah, well, they have in Iran, they've got trees that are well over 100 years old is what I've been told. So they have but you always want to be adding to and improving. And so I'm sure you've probably done a lot of replacement trees in your orchard, Jim.
Yeah, and with advanced technology, there's now hybrid rootstock.
Yes.
That has been developed that actually produces the crop more quickly, which is important with pistachios.
Yes, the technology improvements on the breeds and stuff like that are much better than when we were going through those fields and doing those T-buds.
Now, before we get everyone listening excited about pistachios, if you're new to Arizona or you don't know the geography of it, where Jim is located is in southern Arizona, which is actually much higher in elevation than Phoenix, Tucson, and Casa Grande, where the majority of our listening audience is. And pistachios, we don't get enough chill hours to really get a good produce. So don't get excited. You're going to be able to run out there and plant your own. And if you're high up in Flagstaff listening on our affiliate, calf affiliate up there, that's too cold.
Right. Yeah, they are. They have to be in the just exactly right place, and Cochise County is that place. It's amazing some of the agriculture that they have there. We have a lot of specialty crops there. We've got bonito beans. So, and Jim, it's been perfect for your family, and you even added to that to have a mix of crops, the wine grapes.
Yeah, the Sulphur Springs Valley here now produces over 80% of the wine grapes that are grown in Arizona. There are other wine regions in the state, but much of the crop that is made into wine in Arizona comes from an area about 30 miles around Wilcox.
And you were telling us just before the show started, one of the reasons was to have that diversity. And what is it with the pistachios that caused you to say, okay, I also need to be doing wine grapes?
Well, the interesting thing that I had no idea about pistachios before I got involved is they're an alternate bearing crop, and I've come to learn that many fruit crops do this, where they have a big crop one year, a smaller crop the next year. With pistachios, the fruit grows on year-old wood, so you actually grow the fruit bud the year before it produces fruit. So a year where you have a lot of fruit, you don't get many new fruit buds because the energy is going into the fruit. In a year where you don't have much fruit, it grows a lot of fruit buds, and you start getting into an alternate bearing swing with the crop production, even though you have to take care of the crop every year. So we always say we're taking care of next year's crop this year.
That makes sense. Well, tell us, so isn't it California and Arizona are the top two producing states when it comes to pistachios? Give us some insights on that.
Yeah, we in our Arizona industry, we like to brag that we're the second largest pistachio producing state in the United States. California is the biggest. They produce 98%. We produce 1.5%. We are number two.
But you are number two, darn it. Yep, and yep. With some of the new acreage that's coming in, is it not true that down in Cochise they're growing more pistachio and pecan orchards?
There is some expansion going on here. Again, and you've touched on it, pistachios are very climate sensitive. So there are only certain parts in the whole world where you can grow pistachios. We are fortunate here that we have a climate that very closely duplicates where the pistachios are native in Middle Eastern countries like Iran. Cochise County is the biggest producer. Actually, Cochise and Graham County, there are some large acreages in our Sulphur Springs Valley in Graham County as well. And we also understand that there's some plantings being established in the Kingman area. So we may spread the whole Arizona industry in a wider area.
And and we'll get more into that probably in the next segment. But, you know, they are a healthy nut, and there's a lot you can do with them in recipes and cooking. But why do you think... I mean, what was the vision for so many decades ago to start pistachios in Arizona?
Well, for years, people have enjoyed pistachios. In fact, I'm not a biblical scholar, but if you look in Genesis 43:11, it mentions pistachios. So it goes back a long time, and people have enjoyed pistachios for thousands of years. U.S. agriculture is always looking for something new, and the nut crops are, you know, grew very quickly in California, in the Central Valley. Pistachios were a latecomer. The first commercial crop of pistachios was only considered to have been grown in 1976. So we're talking less than 50 years that pistachios have been commercially produced in the U.S.
That's amazing. It gave me my summer jobs on the farm, because if I wasn't chopping, this was before BT cotton, if I wasn't chopping weeds in the cotton field during the summer, I was trimming trees in one of the pistachio orchards in Maricopa. Now, those, unfortunately, orchards are gone because of development, but it gave me my summer job, and I always felt like I had a little bit of pocket money. Mom and Dad started me early. Well, Jim, so you've got the wine grapes, you've got the pistachios. Any new and next adventures for farming? I always say that Jim can grow just about anything. You proved it in the Midwest, and now you're out here in Arizona proving it.
Well, you're being very kind. I'm not sure I'm a great farmer, but I've been at it longer than most people. This is my 49th year in farming, and I hope to make it to 50.
Awesome.
That's always the hope. One more good year.
Yes.
Now, I'm reading the Farm Bureau at fillyourplate.org website that the Arizona Farm Bureau puts together to help you when you're not tuned in on Saturdays. If you're looking for local farm products, you can use that website. And you have an article on there about pistachios, and there's fun facts. Number 6, it says pistachio is the only nut that is green. Fun fact number 7, pistachio technically is a seed, not a nut.
Yeah, so, Jim, we need a fact checker. Do you agree with, those facts on Fill Your Plate?
That is correct. Pistachios are actually called they're a drupe, D-R-U-P-E. They are a seed. If we planted that seed, it would grow into a tree. But it's not technically a nut. It is a drupe.
And so what's the difference between a nut and a seed then? Because isn't that just, you know...
It's a droop.
and a droop. Because if you plant a seed, something grows. So if you plant a droop, something grows. What's the technical difference then?
He's splitting hairs, but I know you can answer him.
Some biological people that are listening that would correct me. But our nut has an epicarp on the outside of the shell, and it's similar to like a peach, or there are a number of nuts, or I call them nuts, but a number of drupes that are related, cashews, even pecans are considered to be drupes, even though we always call them nuts.
So if I want to make sure I get either California, I absolutely want to get Arizona pistachios, Jim, where am I supposed to go? I mean, how can I make sure I get your pistachios?
You know, I'm going to use that as a hanger because we're a little over our time for the break, and we'll come back. Where to get these locally grown pistachios from Jim Graham of Cochise Grove Pistachios.